Hi, I'm Neil Stavem. Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. If you'd like to hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to our Connecting Faith program page on myfaithradio.com.
I don't know if your kids have ever brought sheets home from school where they have to fill in the blanks of, I like my mom because, and then they have to fill in a blank, or my mom is nice to me in this way, or anything. Anyway, they will write things exactly like you just mentioned, because she reads to me, because she sings my favorite song, because she helps me with the piano. Yeah. And sometimes we do kind of look past those things because we're thinking about, well, I need to help him with his piano because he has a recital next week. And so I need to get him ready. And so our intent is so different than what they actually receive from us. And sometimes it's nice to be able to sit and look at that perspective of what are they thinking they're receiving from us.
It's so good. And another thing is, I think of one of my favorite verses is Colossians 1:17, and it says that he is before all things, and in him all things hold together. And I think about that on a very tangible level, that my spirit, my soul, and my body, he holds me together, and that I'm one complete person. And so I can't separate my soul, my mind, my will, my emotions, my body, my spirit out from each other. It's all just one thing. And so to sort of engage in spiritual practices with my body, with writing with my actual hand and holding a bowl in my actual hand while I'm doing something that's maybe more meditative or spiritual, it sort of reminds me how he holds it all together, that it's all connected. And that's, it's sort of a grounding thing.
So when you think about small moment living and you're thinking about your work specifically, if there's people who are kind of listening over their lunch hour and they're thinking, well, I do want to do small moment living, but I want it to apply to my work as well. How has living in small moments helped you in the way that you work?
Well, here's what it's done for me. It has helped me to focus, to see if there's a difference between my effort and the outcome, because I think a lot of times in our work, at least in my work, I am focused on the outcome, and often I can't control the outcome. And so that's where the fast moving, the anxiety, the fear and need to control sort of comes in, because I'm trying to like manage the outcome and make sure these numbers get out right and make sure that this many people show up for this thing and make sure that people respond to something in a certain way, instead of remembering that I can plant the seed, but I can't make it grow. Remembering that my job is to bring my small lunch to Jesus, and it's his job to feed the 5,000 people. Remembering that there's no more wine at the wedding. What do? Well, we just bring the water pot to Jesus and trust him with the miracle. That is, in my work, that is the most encouraging thing to consider, is the difference between my effort that I do in the power and presence of Christ, that I release outcomes into his hands.
Thanks for listening to this podcast highlight from Connecting Faith. For more information about this podcast or other audio archives, you can visit our Connecting Faith show page on myfaithradio.com.